Qatar's Minister of Labour, Ali bin Samih Al-Marri, met with several members of the U.S. Senate and House of Representatives during his tour to the U.S. last week. They addressed measures to improve and deepen bilateral ties between Qatar and the United States of America, particularly with regards to issues concerning labour. Joining us on the line, we have Hazar Kilani, a Palestinian journalist and reporter at Doha News. Hazar, assalamu alaikum and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, and yourself?
Thank you for having me here.
So we understand that there have been recent changes in Qatar's labor market that have been introduced.
Yeah. So Qatar, just last year, Qatar introduced a minimum wage for workers, which is something new to the GCC region in particular. The labor minister also introduced a compensation bank, where they would compensate workers that have not been paid by their employees, and there is a lot of workers that have remained unpaid. So that was very helpful. And sorry, there was list the new changes and stuff. And also, they did create a platform for workers' complaints, and the workers have been actively filing complaints since then. Now, whether the question whether the complaints are being followed up and stuff, that's something else, but there are some efforts for sure. I think the country is still it's at its trial and failure phase of figuring out how to, they're just figuring out, how to, tackle the issue of labor abuses here, because usually it's done by private companies. And there needs to be a lot of follow-ups with companies, basically. And I think that is what has been missing, per se.
So what came up for discussion between the Labour Minister of Qatar and representatives of the U.S. Senate and House of Representatives?
So for as much as we know, labor rights in Doha have been a big concern ever since Qatar won the World Cup. And especially in the past few years, in particular. And Qatar won the World Cup bid 12 years ago, so there was a lot of time for them to get criticized. It's been a long time. Especially for U.S. Congress members, etc., and just international, politicians involved internationally. Most of the times, whenever they meet with the labor minister here, or they even get in touch with people from Doha News. A lot of the times they're just wondering, what is happening with migrant rights? Has there been changing? Are the changes, being implemented, effective or not? And what in the future does Doha plan on doing? Now, I think I wouldn't say Qatar has been it has been unfair scrutiny because, sure, there are labor abuses in the country, but I think at the same time it comes from a very, my personal opinion, it does come from a very, racist, I don't think the people who criticize Qatar want to help the workers. It doesn't sound like it most of the time. It just sounds to them, a lot of times people are not happy that it's in an Arab country, it's in a Muslim country as well, and there's a lot of changes to the World Cup. So, yeah, I think that's where most of the criticism comes from. There are improvements that need to be done to the labor rights in the country.
So you're saying it's a bit more of a patronizing approach from Western countries towards Middle Eastern countries?
Yeah, to be honest, I wouldn't say that's 100% the cause. So, of course, there are concerns here, and they need to be looked at. But the way that the criticism is being done, it's just two polarized sides. So you have the Qatari side just being defensive, and then you have the side from outside, which is just throwing one criticism after the other and not really listening to, the changes that have been done. So keep in mind, what has happened ever since, especially in the past 5 years, since 2020, 2019, a lot of changes, the kafala system was abolished in the country, and a lot of laws were changed, amended to ensure the rights of migrant workers. And, in our chats with people from the Ministry of Labor, they tell us that we know it's not perfect, but, they are trying to see, like, it's an error and trial kind of thing, or you just have to see what works and what doesn't. And yeah, but no, that does not mean that workers here have their full rights either. But it's just, you know, knowing where deep inside people's hearts the criticism comes from.
Finally, then, besides the labor issues, in a general sense, what's the overall readiness in Qatar for the hosting of the World Cup?
This is a very tricky question because I have no idea how some of the construction is going to be done by the time the World Cup is here. But they're working really fast. It's because our office oversees some Saipan Island, which is going to be like a huge fan zone. And there's going to be some fans house there as well. And we just sit down when we're bored and we just watch the construction every day. So I think that's the issue right now. But I think there's been like a lot of progress in such a short amount of time that I think they'll be able to, you know, be done for 2 months when the World Cup's scheduled.
All right. Azhar, shukran for your time and for joining us on Radio Islam International.
Thank you so much. I'm glad they had me. And have a great day.
You too. That was Palestinian journalist and reporter at Doha News, Hazar Kilani, talking to us about the labor minister from Qatar. His tour to the U.S. and they were raising issues about workers' rights in Qatar. And interestingly, and I suppose importantly, she brings up the point about Western countries patronizing Middle Eastern countries, Muslim Middle Eastern countries when it comes to these kind of issues.